The Pod Breed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Pod Breed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
I was watching a reel online, and it said that there were 117 different types of gender identities. I was shocked. That number was nowhere near the number that I imagined. But I thought it would be interesting enough to share part of that list with you. Because knowledge is power. Welcome to Drea's Point of View. I am the hostess of this short form podcast, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe to this show and follow me on IG, Pinterest, Facebook, and Threads at Drea's Point of View. You can also follow me on X and Spill at Drea Point. Also, please make sure that you subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes out on Saturday nights at dreaspointofview.substack.com. Now, I'll only list those I'm unfamiliar with, which is probably about half, and still keep the episode under that 10 minutes. Now, the pronunciation, you got me on that. I didn't look up all the pronunciation of these words, so bear with me. Abimagender. Abimagender. It refers to being infinite. Imagine when one mirror is reflecting into another mirror. That's what that is. Then there is Adam as gender. They refuse to be in a category. Aerogender is one that is influenced by your surrounding. Affective gender is a gender that is affected by mood swings. That one's very interesting. Agender is the feeling of no gender. Agender flux is having shifts towards other genders. Alexi gender, that is fluid between more than one gender, but someone can't tell what the genders are. Alias gender, a gender removed from common gender descriptions. Amari gender is a gender that changes depending on who you fall in love with. Ambonic, that is identifying as a man and woman, but not at the same time. Amica gender or amica gender changes depending on what friend you're with. That one is very interesting. Well, they all are, but some of them are really like, huh. Anisi gender or anisi gender is feeling like a certain gender but being more comfortable being another. Ano gender fades in and out but always comes back to the same gender. Anon gender, unknown to yourself and others. Anti-gender is a gender that is formless and motionless that doesn't manifest as any gender. Anxiety gender is one whose gender is affected by anxiety. Apagender is a feeling of apathy which leads them not looking further. Aster gender is one that feels celestial. Astral gender is one that feels connected to space. Auti gender is one that can be understood in the autistic context. These get more and more interesting as the list goes on, so I just had to share this. Biogender is one that feels connected to nature. burst gender is having bursts of feeling and fading back to its original state. Cass gender is gender that isn't important to you. Cavus gender, when you feel one gender when you're depressed and another when you're not. Send gender is when your gender changes between one and its opposite gender. Cetero gender, when your gender changes between neutral, masculine, or feminine. Cloud gender is when your gender can't be seen clearly due to depersonalization disorder. Call gender is having too many genders going on at once to describe each one. Color gender is a gender that is associated with colors and has emotions like pink gender and blue gender. There is Condi gender, when a gender is only felt during certain times. Zelicia gender, meaning favorite in Latin, having multiple genders but preferring one that fits better. Dura gender, meaning long-lasting, where one gender lasts longer than the others. Ego gender is one that can only be described as you. Espy gender is one that is related to a spirit. X gender is refusing to accept around the gender spectrum. Gender blank is when gender is called into question and all is called into a blank space. Gender fuzz, which is similar to blur gender, where more than one is blended together. Gender punk is a gender that resists gender norms. Gender witched is one that is intrigued by a certain gender, but not sure they are feeling it. Glass gender is one that is fragile. Gyra gender or gyra gender is having multiple genders, but understanding none of them. Heal gender brings peace and security to one's mind. Helio gender is one that is warm. Horo gender is one that changes over time with the feeling of staying the same. Empiri gender is a fluid gender that can be controlled by the person. Juxera is a gender related to a girl, but off to itself. Magi gender is a gender that is mostly gender and the rest is something else. I don't understand that one. Mali gender is one that is subdued. Oneiro gender is having fantasies of being a gender without being the gender every day. Peri gender is identifying with a gender, but not as a gender. Prox vir is a masculine gender, but on a separate plane. Quoi gender is where the concept of gender doesn't apply to them. System gender is a sum of all genders within a median system. Tray gender is one that stretches over the spectrum of genders. Vapebo gender is one that feels like smoke. It can be seen, but once it disappears, you are left with no gender. And volit is feeling attracted to no one in particular. Now, this list can also be found on Tumblr and dudeasks.com. Of course, there were many more, but I figured that was enough to share that I have never heard of. So hopefully this can educate some of you. And I apologize once again for the pronunciations. There were too many for me to try and figure out, okay, this is how you say this. I just wanted to know what they meant. So please make sure that you subscribe to my free weekly newsletter at dreaspointofview.substack.com and leave a review as well on my website, thedreaspointofview.com. Thanks so much for listening.